Israeli FM to Europe, Palestinian state means Hamastan. Israel will not be Czechoslovakia of the 21st century. By Joshua Klein on July 29, 2025. Israeli Foreign Minister Gideon Saar delivered a defiant rebuke to mounting international pressure Tuesday, declaring Israel will not be the Czechoslovakia of the 21st century as he warned that European demands for Palestinian statehood would create a Hamas state, a jihadist state, and vowed that diplomatic pressure attempting to force Israel's surrender ain't going to happen. Speaking at a special press conference, Saar characterized the growing international campaign against Israel as fundamentally distorted and warned that external pressure was actually sabotaging ceasefire negotiations by emboldening Hamas to harden its position. "We are witnessing a distorted campaign of international pressure against Israel over recent days," Saar said. "This campaign fuels the anti-Semitism wave we are witnessing. When they demand end this war, what does it really mean? Ending the war while Hamas remains in power in Gaza. That will be a tragedy for both Israelis and Palestinians." The foreign minister's forceful defense comes as France, Britain, and other European nations accelerate recognition of Palestinian statehood while the Trump administration maintains unwavering support for Israel's war against Hamas. Saar explicitly thanked President Trump, stating, "We thank our great ally, the United States, President Trump and his administration for the unwavering support for Israel's war against Hamas and terror." Saar reserved his harshest criticism for European nations pushing the two-state solution, particularly targeting French Foreign Minister Jean Noel Barrot's statement in New York that Europe must pressure Israel to accept a two-state solution. "Establishing a Palestinian state today is establishing a Hamas state, a jihadist state," Saar declared. "It ain't going to happen. We are aware of the fact that there are countries in Europe, today with a huge Muslim population. Sometimes it affects the policies of their governments. But this cannot and will not lead Israel to commit suicide." The foreign minister drew a stark historical parallel to warn against appeasement. "We won't allow a jihadist terrorist state in the heart of our ancient homeland. It ain't going to happen. We won't allow Hamas state to form just a few kilometers away from our population centers. Israel will not be the Czechoslovakia of the 21st century." Saar's reference to Czechoslovakia evoked the 1938 Munich Agreement, where Britain and France appeased Nazi Germany by allowing it to annex Czech territory, ultimately failing to prevent World War II while sacrificing a democratic ally. "We won't sacrifice our own existence for the sake of the appeasement of other countries," Saar continued. "We won't give up our basic interest for the sake of internal politics in certain countries that lost control over their own streets. But still they are arrogantly presumed to decide for what's good for our security." The foreign minister argued that international pressure was counterproductive to achieving peace, directly undermining ceasefire negotiations by encouraging Hamas obstruction. "It must be clear, the international pressure on Israel during critical days in the negotiations for a ceasefire and hostage deal has already caused Hamas to harden its position," Saar explained. "This pressure is directly sabotaging the chances for a ceasefire and hostage deal. It is only pushing towards military escalation by hardening Hamas's stance." Saar emphasized that Hamas deliberately took hostages to try to impose their will on Israel and warned that ending the war while leaving the terror group in power would reward their strategy. "This is why they, Hamas, took the hostages in the first place, to try to impose their will on Israel," he said. "It ain't going to happen, no matter how much pressure is put on Israel." The foreign minister also addressed ongoing propaganda campaigns designed to portray Israel as responsible for civilian suffering in Gaza, referencing recent revelations about misleading media coverage. "Recent investigations have exposed how viral images allegedly showing starving Palestinian children have been used to falsely blame Israel, when the children actually suffer from medical conditions. One widely circulated photo showed a child with a muscular disorder, not starvation," according to media watchdog Honest Reporting. Saar addressed this disinformation directly. "The child has a genetic condition. Israel allowed him to travel to Italy last month. But an Italian left-wing newspaper published his image, claiming he was a starving child." Meanwhile, newly released Israeli Defense Forces footage has revealed Hamas operatives feasting on elaborate meals in well-stocked underground tunnels while spreading propaganda about Israeli-imposed starvation above ground, demonstrating the terror group's cynical exploitation of Palestinian civilian hardship. "Diplomatic pressure will not change our policy," Saar declared. "No external force will cause Israel to sacrifice its security. We are always open to constructive dialogue, but pressure on us will not work." The foreign minister concluded by placing responsibility for Gaza's suffering squarely on Hamas. "Everyone who is worried about the humanitarian situation must ask himself, who is responsible for the suffering of the Palestinians in Gaza? Who is responsible for this war and its continuation? There's only one clear answer. Hamas." Hamas initiated the war with its October 7th massacre. "Hamas is responsible for the war's continuation by refusing to release our hostages. We still have their 50 hostages in Gaza and by refusing to lay down its arms. The international pressure therefore must not be on Israel. It must be on Hamas." Saar's defiant stance comes as the Trump administration has rejected European pressure campaigns, with State Department spokeswoman Tammy Bruce calling the recent UN two-state solution conference a publicity stunt that would prolong the war, embolden Hamas, and reward its obstruction. President Trump himself has dismissed European recognition efforts as a reward for Hamas. While Secretary of State Marco Rubio described such moves as a slap in the face to victims of the October 7th massacre. The foreign minister's historical reference to Czechoslovakia serves as a stark reminder that appeasing terrorist organizations and their state sponsors has historically led to greater conflicts, not peace. Saar's message was clear: Israel will not sacrifice its security for the sake of European political convenience. And no amount of international pressure will force the Jewish state to commit what he termed suicide by accepting a Hamas-controlled Palestinian state. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.